Hi, everybody. Welcome to another Feldenkrais Movement lesson. This lesson we're going to be doing sitting up in a chair. For this lesson, if there's room, you can stay sitting at the front of your chair with just your sitting bones on the front of the chair and your hamstrings are off the chair. Or you can stay leaning in the back of the chair. To start, imagine the right side of your shoulder is facing a clock. So 12 o'clock is at the top of your shoulder, and 6 o'clock is just a little bit lower down the side of your shoulder. 3 o'clock will be to the front or forward of your shoulder, and 9 o'clock will be to the back. Very slowly, begin to raise your right shoulder up in the direction towards 12 o'clock or towards your right ear, and then let your shoulder come back to where you began. Keep repeating this movement. You'll raise your shoulder up towards your ear, towards 12 o'clock, and then gently lower it down back to where you began, in the center. Going very slowly, feel the line that you make from where you began, up towards your ear, and then you'll bring your shoulder back down to the center. And then begin to add in, letting your shoulder go down gently towards 6 o'clock or in the direction of your right hip. And then coming back up to the center and continue going all the way up to 12 o'clock and then back down to 6. Continue doing that movement up and down. You're using the least amount of effort, making a comfortable line with your shoulder. As you continue moving your shoulder, feel how your shoulder's traveling, and notice inside of the movement if there's any pausing or stopping as your shoulder moves between 6 and 12. Feel if the line is smooth and continuous, or if it's a little bit ratchety or shaky. And feel if you can smooth the line out very gently so the speed stays continuous and the line stays straight. Feel if you can soften your chest and your ribs. Feel the way that you're breathing. If you're holding or restricting the breath, let the breathing be free. Okay, let that go and go ahead and take a rest. If you're sitting forward on the chair, you can go ahead and lean back against the chair if you'd like. Feel if you can let your body be fully supported by the chair. And now, coming back to your beginning sitting position, either at the front of the chair or leaning back against the chair. We'll start to work with 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. To begin, start to go towards 3 o'clock, taking your right shoulder a little bit forwards, and then begin to go backwards towards 9 o'clock. Feel the way that you're breathing as you do the movement. Can your breathing become softer and independent of your moving shoulder? Feel the way that your shoulder travels as it goes forward and back. Notice if it's a smooth movement or if there's some places where your shoulder stops or pauses and then moves. Feel if there's a way to reduce the effort in the movement. The movement of your shoulder forward and back should feel smooth and easy and light. Feel if you can relax in your belly, in your ribs, and your pelvis as the shoulder moves forward and back. That's good. Go ahead and take a rest. As you're resting, can you feel if your right shoulder and the right side of your back and ribs feels different than your left shoulder and the left side of your ribs and back? Take a nice full-bodied breath in, expanding your ribs. As you exhale, feel if you can let yourself sink more into the chair. Okay, let's connect all four points now. To begin, we'll start to make a clockwise movement with the right shoulder. To start, begin to move upwards towards 12 o'clock. Then begin to circle backwards towards 3, curving downwards towards 6, lowering your shoulder, arcing back up to 9 o'clock in front of you, and then back up to 12, and take your shoulder back towards 3, curving down towards 6, arcing up towards 9 o'clock, and then back up to 12 o'clock again. On your own, continue to make a circle connecting all the numbers. Notice which numbers are easier for you to find and which parts are more difficult. Can you feel if there are places that aren't as circular? Are there places where you make a straight line instead of an arc? Let the speed become more consistent. Reduce the amount of effort that you're using. Let it become a soft circle. And notice, how is the rest of your body responding as you're making the shoulder circle? Can you feel if your ribs are following along? How about your spine and your back? Notice the way that you're breathing. If you feel like the breathing is being held or inhibited, soften the breathing up and let it be full and free so it can be independent of the movement of your shoulder. Pause for a moment. Let your shoulder rest. And now, begin to make a circle with your right shoulder in the opposite direction. Does this direction feel easier, or is it more difficult? Notice how you're breathing. Let the breathing be free and your shoulder be free. That's good. Go ahead and take a rest. As you're resting, leaning back against the chair, roll your head left and right a few times. Feel if rolling your head left and right can open up your neck and your chest and shoulders. Take another full-bodied breath in. And exhale, letting your body sink more heavily into the chair. Notice the difference between the two shoulders now. Which shoulder is more relaxed? Which one feels heavier? Can you sense if one arm feels longer than the other? All right, let's work on the left shoulder now. Begin by imagining a clock on the front of your left shoulder. 12 o'clock will be at the top, towards your ear. 6 o'clock will be the lowest part of your shoulder. Start by taking your left shoulder up towards your left ear, and then downwards to the middle. Repeat the movement. As you repeat the movement, feel how this side compares to the way that your right shoulder felt. Does this side feel easier or harder, or is the quality just different in some way? Feel the line that your shoulder is tracing as it goes up and down. Is your shoulder drawing a straight line, or does it waver a little bit forward or back? Just observing the movement in the beginning, and feel if you can soften the direction of the line so it becomes smoother and straighter. As you slowly and gently move your shoulder, sense if your shoulder's traveling at a consistent speed, or if there's some places that it stops or pauses and then moves. Let your ribs and chest soften so your left shoulder has a smooth surface to slide over. Go ahead and take a rest here and let yourself lean back against your chair again. Take another full-bodied breath in, expanding the ribs and belly and back. And as you exhale, let yourself sink more deeply into your chair. All right, let's add in 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. To begin, start to take your left shoulder forwards a little bit towards 3 o'clock, and then reverse the movement and begin to go backwards towards 9 o'clock. Feel the kind of line and path that your shoulder makes as it goes forward and back. Feel how when your shoulder goes from 3 to 9, your shoulder's also arcing a little bit as it goes around your ribs. Let the line become smoother, softer, simpler. Feel how you're breathing. Make sure your breathing is easy and soft. Feel if you can let your ribs and your spine soften more and follow the movement of your left shoulder as it goes forward and back. Your spine and ribs can move and bend following the movement of your shoulder. Go ahead and pause and rest for a moment. Now let's make a full circle with your left shoulder. To start, begin to take your left shoulder upwards towards 12 o'clock, slowly, then backwards to 3, and then down to 6, and then up to 9, and then back to 12 o'clock. And continue to arc back towards 3, down to 6, and continue to connect those 4 points, letting the pathway become more circular between each number Notice the places where you're making a straight line and see if you can make it more curved as you connect the numbers. Notice your breathing. And then go ahead and reverse the direction. Feel how the weight on your hips shifts a little bit as your shoulder makes a circle. Soften your facial muscles, your jaw, your neck. Feel if your breathing could be freer. And then let that go and take a rest. Feel how you're sitting in the chair now. Notice if your back and hips are resting more comfortably now. Let your head turn left and right a couple of times and feel if your head and neck are turning more easily now. Feel the way that your shoulders are resting. Feel if they're more relaxed or more comfortable. Now let's do one last movement using both shoulders. Start by letting both shoulders make circles in the same direction together. Let both shoulders go up and then arc back and down and then forward and then up again. As you continue to make circles with both shoulders, notice the way that you're breathing. We'll start to time the breathing with the movement of your shoulders. To do this, begin to inhale as your shoulders go upwards. And exhale every time your shoulders begin to travel downwards. As you inhale, the shoulders circle up. Let your belly and chest expand a little bit. Let your head and eyes look up a little bit. And as you exhale and your shoulders start to head downwards, let your head travel a little bit forwards towards your knees. And let yourself round forwards, letting your belly softly draw in towards your spine. Then let your chest and belly expand as your shoulders circle upwards. And as you exhale, your belly softens and goes in a little bit as the shoulders go down. Also, let your head look downwards. Let your shoulders follow your breathing. Let the breathing be full and relaxed. Reverse the direction of the shoulders. Keep working with the breathing. Inhaling as the shoulders travel up. Exhaling as the shoulders travel downwards. Feel how your pelvis will gently roll a little bit forwards and back as the shoulders continue to make circles. Soften your knees, your calves, your feet. And let that go. Sit back and take a rest. Take in one more full-bodied breath, expanding your entire body as you inhale. Exhaling, letting yourself sink more deeply into the chair. Turn your head left and right a couple of times. Notice how your neck and head feel now. Feel how your shoulders are resting. And you can let yourself rest here for a while. And that's the end of this lesson.